This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 16, 2017. North Shore Today is brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring the Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in 1926, the first liquid fuel rocket was successfully launched by Professor Robert Goddard at Auburn, Massachusetts. The rocket traveled 184 feet in 2.5 seconds. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, when Danvers firefighters were called to Danvers Square just after 4:15 p.m. on Tuesday, during the height of the snowstorm, the 100-foot flagpole was whipping in the wind. The golden bald finial that adorned the top had fallen off. A firefighter later found it on the traffic island on the corner of Maple and Conant Streets, where the flagpole stands. The ball had a circular dent in it and is now at the Danvers Fire Department on High Street for safekeeping. Paul Butler, one of the firefighters who responded to the square Tuesday, said he thought the flagpole was going to break. He's quoted as saying the thing was whipping back and forth and making cracking noises. There were no injuries or other property damage reported as a result of the swaying flagpole, which officials say was built to withstand winds of 100 miles an hour. But Danvers Square was shut down for a couple of hours Tuesday as a precaution. In video taken by firefighter Steve DeRoach, the flagpole can be heard creaking as it sways. The town's 30-foot by 50-foot American flag was not flying at the time due to the storm. More on this story in today's Salem News.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House. On the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Swampscott is looking for a new school. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, school officials in Swampscott are seeking state support for a new school building, more than 2 years after the town rejected a district-wide elementary school. Quote, I'll be submitting two statements of interest, SOIs, to the Massachusetts Building Authority, MSBA, by deadline April 7th, said Superintendent Pamela Angelakis in an email. Hadley School will be the primary submission, while I will be also submitting one for the middle school. The reason behind the two submissions is to demonstrate that Swampscott has a long-range vision for its schools. We spent the last 2.5 years reflecting on the last process and developing an educational vision K through 12. Gayla Cawley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item in Lynn, in the statement of interest, the district is asking to identify perceived deficiencies in a school building and also indicates what type of projects it thinks is appropriate. The SOI is completed by district seeking MSBA funding, according to the MSBA website. Karen Marshall, school committee chairwoman, said the intent for Hadley Elementary School would be for replacement and a new building, while the interest for the Swampscott Middle School would be for renovation. The new building to replace Hadley could potentially be the same size or larger, but those details haven't been determined yet, she added. The school committee is scheduled to vote on the statement of interest on March 22nd. The Board of Selectmen would also have to approve the statements before the April 7 MSBA deadline, Marshall said. If Swampscott is accepted by the MSBA, town meeting would then have to approve funding for a feasibility study. Once the study is completed, architects would be hired to design the building, and then town meeting would have to approve funding for the school. A ballot vote would also be needed for the project. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. On MSO News Sports North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Sean Horgan writes in the Salem News, opposition to the Trump administration's proposed slashing of the Coast Guard budget to pay for the Mexican border wall continues to grow, with members of Congress arguing cuts would contradict the president's goal of rebuilding the nation's armed forces. Nearly 60 bipartisan members of the House of Representatives, including 6th District Congressman Seth Moulton of Salem, signed a letter Monday highlighting the folly of cutting about $1.3 billion, or about 14.3%, from the Coast Guard's $9.1 billion annual budget. The letter, addressed to the chairman and ranking member of the House Subcommittee on Homeland Security, stated the Office of Management and Budget's financial outline for the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the Coast Guard, is cause for serious alarm. And of course, more on this story by Sean Horgan in today's Salem News and Gloucester Times. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the partnership proposal to redevelop the Fuller School site will stand by its plan to build 200 units of market-rate rental housing and pay cash in lieu of including affordable housing units on site, according to a key negotiator. Wendover CEO Lee Delacour, whose company has worked closely with Dolben Company of Woburn, the company poised to develop and manage the Fuller housing component, said Wednesday he believes including the payment in the property sale is the best means of getting the project done. Wendover, the Cape Ann YMCA, and Sam Park and Company are pitching the project called Fuller Mixed Use Ventures. And the planning board hearing regarding proposed overlay zone to allow for mixed-use project as proposed by the Fuller Mixed Use Ventures will be taking place. The partnership's plan calls for a new Cape Ann YMCA, new retail space, and 200 units of market-rate housing. This meeting's Thursday, March 16, 6 p.m. at the Kairos Auditorium City Hall, Ninedale Avenue in Gloucester. And more on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.